Okay, you open a bottle cap, right? Now, we're not discussing right now, you're allowed to open a bottle cap. Oh, I'm allowed to open a bottle cap. That's another shabbat, we'll get to Beis Hashem. Or let's say, for example, the bottle cap has been opened. Now, often what happens when you open a bottle cap, sometimes you get these little pieces there that didn't come off fully. If that's the case, to remove one of those pieces, that is something that's
okay. What pieces?
It's not so in the game, the new ones don't have this so much. But the old ones, a lot of them do have it, they have a little string. For example, you open one of these, so around you have this little string. If you open it, you pull up that string fully, it's bad in the similar to
wine bottles have it, no?
Oh, wine?
Not yeah, the kettle things where you have to take it off.
Make sure to tear it off fully. Make sure you tear it off.
Tear it off before Shabbos, pull it off. Right?
Not bottle.
Why?
Not bottles.
A milk bottle, right? It could be in the game over there also. We're not discussing opening bottle caps, there's a whole different in your
wait, so why, if I pull it off, that little piece, that shrink, is it got to stay on or got to come off?
No, if it comes off, you're doing a muck of flesh. You now make the clean to a good clean.
Why?
It's an imperfect clean, it's got a little piece there. And you dare you to take off the little piece, you've now made it work for much, much better. Yeah? You've perfected it.
How did you make it work much better?
Just to make soup. Makes my soup better when I take out the threads.
Didn't make it. How did it make it work better?
It's a good soup. I take out the thread, it makes a better soup.
No,
it's a more even. You've perfected the clean. Perfecting the clean.
No, but how did it make it better? The bottle, it closes the same. It opens the same.
It's not a complete clean. Just like my soup's not a complete soup. That thread over there, it's not a schmack. Right? I can wear it beautifully, but it's not a schmack.
I tell you what, if the bottle caps not sealed, you lose the fit.
Now we're going back to Rabbi Sain. Right, Makabotatish. Oh, one by one, I think we're starting to share later today. Now we're going to say one by one, Makabotatish, right? With us, Makabotatish.
It's a seal, just to show you that it's sealed.
Yeah, but you have like a Coke bottle. Once that seals off.
Right, so the only one understands, Mr. Teller, we're talking words of wisdom over here. We're stopping you guys from being Mechalel Shabbos. And the person again, Klaw, Makabotatish means to take a completed kli and to perfect it. To take that suit, to put out the thread, chiyuv misa, right? To take the door to put the oil in, chiyuv misa. Paint it stuck together, chiyuv misa. Because you're taking something and you're perfecting it, you're completing it. Let me get back to Rabbi Yisrael. The Gemara in Shabbos that Melchesem and Aleph says as well. Are you allowed to take the stuffing of a pillow or a cushion and put it in to the cushion? You say no. Very good. Mechavet says Gemara, beautiful. Bet the Gemara, don't understand. I have a Gemara that says it's mutter. I have a Gemara that says it's mutter. Says Gemara, no. Le kasha. What's the answer? One is talking about a new one. One is talking about an old one. If it's an old one, dahinu. You have a cushion, a pillow, and the stuffing was in there already, and it came out, and you bring it back in. That's okay. But if it was never in there, it's a chiyuv min haTorah of makif apatish. You have taken a pillowcase or a cushion cover, whatever, and you've stuffed it with all of the stuffing, and then you're already done. You've completed the clean. You've now got a cushion. You've now got a pillow. Shabbat achiv min ha-tayyum. How does the gate to ask? Very nice. When you take a pillowcase for the first time, you put the stuffing inside, achiv min ha-tayyum back of a patish.
Imagine it came out of the...
For the first time, empty, and you're putting it in.
Maybe the first time you bought it.
That's right, for the first time you bought it. It's
after
then it's mortar. My boys, I have a shayla. A shoelace snaps on Shabbos Kodesh. What's that halacha?
That's why I wear shoelaces.
Hello there, beautiful.
I wear slip-on shoes.
Come on.
Yes, I have no problem. High five. Very nice.
You can't wear the shoes.
It's kind of like the bells is also right. The chassidim also wear also.
They wear the chassidim shoes.
That's what they wear.
The chassidim said they asked the bells of Rebbe once. Bells of Rebbe, I don't understand. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you meant to put on your right shoe, then the left one, then tie the left one, and then tie the right one.
But you're not supposed to tie on
Shabbos.
The problem is
you can never tie. So we do that mitzvah. This is what the bells of Rebbe said. I can't believe it's your answer. This is what the bells of Rebbe know. We have these socks, right? The whole black mass over there. It has work. They tie the trousers. So maybe we use the mitzvah and they tie the trousers. Maybe. And look at the bells of Rebbe. I think. Let me get back to them. The kitzvah is a big shot of it. If the shooting drops and breaks on Shabbos, what's the halacha? So what are you going to do? You're going to take it out and put a new one in. See, you kill the guy. It's chai skeen. That's an issa min ha-toyah. As I pass the shulchan aruch and shim yudzayin si base. It's awesome in ha-toyah to replace shoelaces. I tell you a big chiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah. How about, if you do me a favor, say to your friend, hey, George, can I borrow your shoelaces? Right? Your old shoelaces. Take your old shoelaces up in my shoe. Thank you, Mishnah Berurah. Hiya, Misa. Why? Because these shoelaces were never in this shoe. It's a brand new thing. It's a little Scheinberg. They asked for Scheinberg. Got my Scheinberg. I don't understand. Are you telling me that shoelaces is so broken that when you put in the shoelaces, you fix the can, you finish the can? What are you talking about? I can still walk in it. I can still walk without the shoelaces, right? See, many bottom doing that, right? They walk without the shoelaces. So what's the issue? So what's the problem? What have you done by putting in the shoelaces?
Can you take a broken shoelace and then, like, thread it through again so it's a bit shorter?
Sorry, I can't believe
it.
It's a big change.
No, it's much
harder. Yeah. By what, by putting the shoelaces in?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying, right? The shoe can't make this. It doesn't matter, you can walk with the shoe without the shoelaces, but can you run?
Nah.
Would you go to a bar mitzvah that way?
Nah.
But maybe that's not a completed shoe. When you put the shoe, like you say, when you put the shoelace in, you've now completed the shoe. Mameda, to take another shoelace and put it on Shabbos, Chayiv Misa. So what do you do? What are the eights? What are the eights on Shabbos? I had two eights for the oil. Two eights. Eights are number one. You get a colored shoelace, right? Bright red shoelace. And you put it in. Delivery of both sides.
Nice.
Shkoyach. Any pizza? Hello? Okay.
Check lives.
Let me get an extra voice side. Eight to number one. You take a coloured shoelace and you put it in. What's the chat? Because nobody leaves it in there. What's the whole problem, says the Mogadam from? When you take a shoelace and you put it in the shoe. So the Mogadam from, the problem is you rattle it to the shoe. It becomes one thing with the shoe. When you have a shoe and a shoelace and you put the shoelace into the shoe becomes one with the shoelace. If that's the case, let's finish up the clean. Zug de Gavaldik. What you do, you take a coloured one, because nobody's mavatel a coloured shoelace into the shoe. The first guy, eight to number two. Oh, Baldik.
Oh, no, the marsh not going to steal anymore.
That's it.
So how do we get
through? This is Shiva. I mean, he's really in another place. Anyway.
No, borrow.
Borrow.
No, that's not what happened. I don't know, I thought somebody ran off. Did he play something?
What's that?
I don't know. That's
big,
she was
kissing
my name's
throat, she's
paying tuition.
Cast
a shot. Cast a shot.
That's
a shot.
That
is not a shot.
You're
going to... No, that's
him. That's your name. One guy. The Rosh Hashiva has decided when you get food, when you don't get food.
No.
The Rosh Hashiva decides you don't get food at a certain time. That's not your business.
No, let's say you missed breakfast one
day. So that's the rule.
No, he's telling your voice in the office. What do you think?
No, you have
that's the rule. If you don't chakras, you don't get bread.
I don't know exactly the rules exactly.
No, let's say you miss breakfast one day, so you have an account that you get two extra eggs.
You asked the Rosh Hashiva, he said no. The Rosh Hashiva's in charge, and if he says you can't, it's mamish stealing, it's neighbor from stock of mamish. It's just like taking money from a stock of box, put your pocket in the cinema. Shem you rachim. Let me get writer, what he said. Let me get writer. So this is claw, right? This is claw. Shoelaces, what I say. Shoelaces. Now what if your shoelace... The boss said, what happens if your shoelace came out? Can you put the same one back in? No, Mr. Matt, I'm waiting for you. I need to hear something from you. It's an English accent of everything. Let me hear. If your shoelace came out... Can you put it back in?
No.
No! Mr. Wright says no. No, anyone argues?
No?
Yeah, that's after this. If it came out, you'd have to put it back in?
No.
No, what are you saying?
Well, a whole shoelace.
No,
a whole shoelace.
Yeah, sure.
Not like the pillow.
Ooh, if my body said,
yeah,
beautiful smart. If I had a candy, I'd give you one. I don't have a candy, I'd give you my kids. Now, my son's up. Beautiful smart. You have your shoelace, and your shoelace was already in. You want to put it back? That's Moses. Look at the Bishop Rule. One condition. Let's hear about more. One condition. What's that condition? It can't be a toilet to do it. That means it can't be a whole langa maisa for a person to try and get it in, There's this one and that one and the other one. This it can't be. Because if it's such a toilet, then it means you move out of it over there. It's more of a problem. I'll show you. If it's easy, then it's Moses. But basically, I had another extra. What was the other extra to do if your shoelace broke and you want to replace it with another shoelace? What do you do to maisa? Different colour. Huh? Different colour. It's another answer. Much better answer. Put the shoelace in the top two holes only. And if you do that, it's a bad assure that a person's not mavatil it there, and that will be motor. Right? Learning this problem with me? Two answers. Come again, right? We're moving on. See him soon. I give the Lamas in like 2 weeks. You guys are good. We're going to base mayor, I hope. There's a place in that I wanted to go towards.
Bay Mayor? Near OJ? Near OJ.
There is OJ.
I could be near there. There's a whole place.
I have friends in OJ.
Oh, really?
For you.
Two guys' friends. This guy's got friends in there.
They have a whole place.
Aren't you?
They have a whole place where you can see the Lama Festival office. Like we're down in Mishkan, you can actually see it. I wanted to own another one time. I said, Shiva, I'm not going to return.
As long as you admit it.
Okay, Roberto, let's go back to
the what?
I have a shiny Beloilum. We just said to take a shoelace, a brand new shoelace, and put it on Shabbos is awesome. Am I allowed to take a brand new belt and put in a brand new pair of trousers?
That's a complete of trousers.
Wear the trousers without.
Like a free trousers.
I know, so what? I can use, I can walk my shoelace with the shoes I
have. Everyone wears
the
shoelace. It's like,
run
with it and walk with it.
No, you don't do that, right? You don't mevatel the belt to the trousers. The belt and the trousers stay separate. Not unless you put them together sometimes when you wear it. No, you never need the shoelaces out. A belt, right? In, out, if you're washing it, the dry cleaners are changing belt, all sorts of things. On my side, Remeda, a belt is something that's miyuchad to go in and out. It's not something that stays in the trousers. That's mutter. However, listen to this. If you have a pair of trousers, or let's say a woman's skirt, where this belt only fits this trousers, or this
Scottish people, Robert.
The Scottish people. Now these people have a belt, right? That only goes on those trousers. That's about the osser, right? It's about the osser. Why is it osser? Because this is something you never take in and out. This is something that's made to stay in. If you have someone have a pair of jeans, let's say a guy has a pair. Person has a pair of jeans.
It's just in time.
And the jeans are a certain colour, and he has a belt that matches that pair of jeans. And he bought this belt together with the trousers, together with the jeans. So to remove that and to put it back in, that would be more kashaya. Because then the belt is more battle to the trousers, that's called keeping it in the trousers, that would be more of a problem, I believe, right? Let me ask the shayla later, cufflinks. What's cufflinks? The English and American.
You know what? That's why I don't wear cufflinks, because I pray I have.
I know someone who has
cufflinks. Yeah, I never rolled down my sleeves.
No.
Never.
You know, it was Machmed, during the weekend was Bay Machmed.
No.
Once came to Chazanish, I started, what was he doing in the Chazanish? The other day, and he was biting his nails. He came and started sitting in the Chazanish. And
he's biting
his nails. Come on, Shabbos! Why? He's doing it now. Somebody's doing it then. So you guys have all the good Machmed.
No, wait, let me be honest. The reason why I don't do it is because it's too much, you know. It's annoying.
Too much filter. Yeah,
I'm too lazy.
They put the couplings in my waistline. Mutu also,
Charles. Mutu.
Yeah,
100%.
Okay,
nah, I'm
fine.
Keep
him
here. You're a good side. Why are you ever on the Shuvah? Sure, Mutu,
you're
laughing. Who? Okay, guys.
You like that one, eh?
Yeah. You like the last year of Sean Applebaum.
No, yeah, right. Can you put the cufflinks in? No, yeah, because
if you have cufflinks, you better put the
shirt. Ah, come on, that's a head up! Oh wait, I can't see because the light's not on, so the head's on the light. I'm on the leash! That's what the head is because it's regular, it's made in! In and out, it's a button. It's a button, it's a button, it's a button, it's a ooh, a couple more things I'm going to have to finish. Start with the balloons tomorrow. There's a shimmer, but balloons tomorrow.
Balloons.
Okay, Rabbi Isaac, you're buying a store, right? They sell it often in Edge store. Very, 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 again, this China, I said it this last night, people were shocked. This is a very, okay, China. You're buying it, it's solid. A plastic dessert cup. And it comes with a nice cup, and it comes with a base. To put that one into the other Rabbi Isaac, it's a mitzvah to kill this guy. What's the Shabbat? Why do you have to do it? You have a broken clean. You are perfecting the clean by bringing the base in. You can't use it. You must give.
Not broken. It's not brittle.
You can't use it.
You just can't use this.
Well, if you can't use the key, what are we saying? I can't use this pocket. Open it. I'm opening my kavadish.
I think that's how a cutting board that when you turn it over, it comes in top back.
That's mutter because it's made to do that. That's mutter.
So plastic cup that has a hole in it.
It's not made to open and close. It's made because they do it easy for packaging, and the that's why they do it.
A plastic cup that has a hole. Could you put it onto another cup?
What's that?
That's what you're going to ask?
I'm not planning a plastic cup.
That has a hole. Could you put it into another cup? Because it makes the first cup in a clean.
Yeah, that you can. Exactly. Rabbi Shlomo, I have to finish.
Why could you do it?
What?
Why could you do it?
So why exactly is it a tie your shoe?
Tie your shoe?
Yeah.
Uda, how do you get the kshire? Who says it's also to tie your shoe? Anyone ever says it's also to tie your shoe?
Now you can't double knot your shoe.
Ah, you make a bow. You make a knot and then a bow. It's a babbler. Smoke to your birthday. Tomorrow, join us for balloons. Faith our shame.